Part 4. London. Pip arrives in London. He sees a big city for the first time. He forgets Joe and Biddy. He only thinks about Estella. He lives in Barnard's Inn in London. In his rooms, he meets Herbert Pocket.
Hello, my name's Herbert.
Hello, I'm Pip. I remember you. You're the boy in Miss Havisham's garden.
Yes, but now we are friends. I want to show you London. My father is a teacher. He can help you to be a gentleman.
Then I can marry Estella.
Herbert is telling Pip about Miss Havisham. He says,
Be careful, Pip. Miss Havisham hates men. Many years ago, she was in love, but on her wedding day, the man wasn't at the church. The time was 8:40. Estella hates men, too.
I cannot marry you. I love your money, but I don't love you.
Ah! This is terrible! Stop the clocks. Close the curtains. I don't want to live in the world.
Pip learns to be a gentleman. He learns to eat politely. He learns to speak politely. He learns to behave politely. Joe visits him in London, but he doesn't stay long. Pip doesn't want to talk to his old friend, the blacksmith. Pip is a snob.
You're a fine gentleman now, Pip. You have fine clothes.
Thank you, Joe.
Biddy sends you her best wishes, Pip.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm going back to the village now, Pip. I don't belong in London.
Goodbye, Joe.
Joe is unhappy. He loves Pip. Pip buys new clothes and new furniture. Mr. Jaggers always has money to give him.
Mr. Wemmick, my clerk, has some money for you, Pip. How much do you want?
A lot, Mr. Jaggers.
All right, Pip. You are 21 years old this year. Your benefactor wants to give you more money.
But who is my benefactor? It's Miss Havisham, isn't it?
I cannot tell you.
Here is your money, sir.
Pip is very happy. He is a rich gentleman. He can marry Estella.